Simon.
Yes.
Morning.
Morning.
Happy New Year.
And
I understand
you.
You're just back from Nantes. Why were you there?
I was in Nantes last minute expedition. A musician friend of mine that I'm working with told me about this event, which is BIS, BIS, Biennial Intermittent de Spectacle. So it's a conference and exposition held every 2 years, which is designed for everyone who works in the entertainment industry as an intermittent de spectacle, which I can never pronounce properly. So that means musicians, actors, tech crew, those kind of things. And to attend as a participant, not as a stall holder or not to have your own stand there, but to attend is absolutely free. It was at the large convention centre right in the middle of Nantes, and it was fascinating.
Did you go on the elephant?
I didn't have time. It was incredibly intense. We got there on the Tuesday night. The event took place on Wednesday and Thursday. And there was an apéro kind of welcoming thing that we wanted to go and see on the Tuesday. So we checked in on Tuesday night, and then it was non-stop from early Wednesday morning right through till we left. Well, we left a concert on the Thursday night that was just getting underway by 8 o'clock, but we decided to head off then. So.
Now, you're saying we. Is that a
we.
Royal we?
No, not a royal we, no. A musician that I work with, Sophie, who's a keyboard player, flute player, singer, and she accompanies me on concerts occasionally. We're working on a duo thing. And she had wanted to go to this event, having made the transition from a music teacher in a school to deciding to become a full-time musician. There were workshops, atelier, on all sorts of subjects, all to do with becoming a professional musician or as a composer, how to get your royalties, how to collect your royalties, how to get representation. There were workshops on Facebook, social media, promotion campaigns. It was incredibly informative, yeah, and all free.
So these workshops, they would be essentially to do with self-promotion, with advertising, rather than anything technical, anything musical?
No, they weren't musical in the sense of technical instructions and things like that. They were workshops, for example, okay, so how to set yourself up as an intermittent? How do you get into the system? What are the things you have to do? How many shows do you have to do a year, or how many cachets do you have a year to benefit from the benefits of being an intermittent?
And what is the answer? How many shows a year?
Oh, I think it's 43.
That's quite a lot, isn't it?
Well, it is, except that you can count rehearsals and other events as that.
So how would you actually prove that you've done a rehearsal? Does it have to be a rehearsal that has somebody in attendance that can?
I don't think so, but there's an online. It's like everything, it's online. There are forms you have to fill in, I guess. I mean, when I've done shows and got paid via the Guzo system, which is what intermittents use for payment, despite not being an intermittent, I can still get paid that way. So I've done concerts where I'm paid through the Guzo system, and that's all done online. So basically the person that hires you, the bar, the club, whatever, will pay you something on the night. And they will also pay directly to the Guzo organisation. They pay your social charges. So, for example, if I earn something like, say they pay me €110 for playing in a bar, they also pay about €80 to the state on my behalf, to my social contributions. That's not much good to me because I don't see the benefit of it.
It's a big disincentive for them, isn't it?
It's a big incentive for them.
How come?
Because they get support. There's a system where bar owners can apply for support to fund musical events. And it's a lot of people don't know about it. And in fact, there's a French colleague of mine, a live musician, and he makes a speciality out of finding bars that don't put on music because they can't afford it, but they'd like to. And he puts them into this system and says, look, it'll only cost you X. You can even do it if you pass the hat. So that the state will pay the social charges on behalf of the bar. And the bar will run the hat for the musician, and maybe they'll need to top it up by, 20, 30 euros to make it sensible. But at the end of the night, a musician can leave with a wad of money and his or her social charges paid to the state and the cachet that counts towards the 43 they need every year. The whole event wasn't just about that, But you know, that was a very important part of it. So there's information on how you can set yourself up.
Like so that. If you're any bar owner and you want to know the name of this organisation that deals with funding,
we'll put what it is on the name website. Of the... I think it's called GIP, but I will check. It's an acronym, GIP, I think, or GEP. And it's a state-sponsored system to help bars put on musical events.
So when is your next event coming up, Simon?
My next event of what, music?
Yes.
I'm playing a concert in Saint-Brieuc on the 10th of February at the Piccadilly.
I'll see you there.
I'll see you there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.